When a few determined people come together, they can make a big impact. In 1993, a group of passionate Armenians knew they could make a positive difference by bringing together their resources and love for Armenia. That is how Developmental Services for Armenia came to be. Our guest, Rafi Bilemjan, will walk us through how the foresight of a few passionate individuals has created lasting positive changes for Armenia for over 30 years. Padilois, my name is Sophia, and I'm joined by my co-host, Peter Abadjian, Executive Director of the Pados Foundation, and our very special guest, Rafi Bilemjan, one of the directors of DSA. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Padilois, Sophia. I'm so glad you're able to join us today, Rafi. Let's jump right in. The Organization of Humanitarian Services for Armenia, which is also known as Developmental Services for Armenia, or DSA, has done a ton of work over the years in Armenia. Can you give us a bit of the history and how it started?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. I'm very excited. This is my first podcast. So the organization was founded by my grandparents, George and Flora Janayans, and a few of their like-minded friends who were at that time people like Savi Tufankian, Hermina Janoyan, Richard Meshagan. These were all people in their immediate circle and within the local church community who saw what was going on as the Soviet Union was collapsing, and all came to the conclusion that they really needed to help in some kind of way. And the actual organizing started a little bit before the organization was officially founded, with the earthquake in 1988. And then moving through the first Karabakh War, there was a lot of fundraising and organizing that went around helping people in need during the first war. And that then led into the official founding of DSA in 1993, and with the MO to focus on primarily helping children, orphan children with special needs, and the whole ecosystem of high schools within former Soviet Armenia that needed a lot of help and rehabilitation, financial support, etc.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I think you were very modest in your portrayal of the people involved in the launch of this. I mean, you know, I knew your grandma and grandpa pretty well, and their circle of support, the other members that band together to launch this, were, you know, our leaders of the Los Southern California community, and would literally jump from one fundraising event to the other. I remember this well because I was one of those groups back in the day. Figuring out best to maximize our resources, zeroing in on a target. And when they launched DSA altogether, it was a force that couldn't be stopped. It was amazing. That's just terrific. The passing of, your grandma and grandpa, and who were founders of DSA, how is the organization now transitioning to the next generation of leadership and activity?
The next generation of leadership is transitioning well, as the organization is staying within the family. As my mother Gigi, my sister Talar, and my brother George, it's going to take the four of us to try and attempt to fill my grandmother Flora's shoes. Not saying we're going to be able to replicate it, but we're gonna try our best. And we will be working with a similar, because the generation of people who started the organization with my grandmother are sadly slowly passing away. There is a need for kind of a reshuffle, and this transition includes, you know, taking some of the older, more established figures within our organization with us forward, and adding some new blood as well. Obviously, our ties with Paros, which I think, when did DSA officially start doing projects with Paros? Was it from that moment in 2006 when we met in Armenia?
It was soon thereafter. It was closer to, it was about 7 or 8 years after, and it was kind of cool because, I mean, at that point in its history, DSA and its activities in Armenia had slowed down a bit, they were, you know, your grandma in particular was thinking about, you know, how to down even a little more, because they couldn't make the frequent trips to Armenia to oversee stuff, and their staff person there, you know, was on paper, but there was the activity level had scaled back a bit, and it was so tick. I'll never forget the conversation. I was having breakfast with grandmother, and she said, "Listen, I have an idea. You know, Paros is doing a little more work in Armenia, and, you know, we're doing a little less, want to keep supporting stuff. You know, can we work out some kind of agreement where we can transition our staff to your staff, and we'll support, you know, we'll support his salary for a period of time, and, you know, and let's see how that works." And it worked out great. So we picked up the staff person that you had in Armenia, Geham Manassian.
Right.
And from there, we, you know, forming this stronger partnership. And it's been awesome from our point of view. And I really hope it works from DSA's point of view.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, we obviously, our ties with Paros present a great collaborative opportunities as we move forward in being able to identify new projects that we want to participate in and help, because Paros have a larger footprint in Armenia than we currently do. So our continued collaboration is going to be really important for us, which is why it's very exciting for me to be on this podcast.
Yeah, that was actually something I wanted to ask both of you about the collaboration. So, you know, Rafi, from your perspective, and then Peter, from your perspective, what components of the projects is each organization responsible for, and, you know, getting it done to a final project? What does that look like from beginning to end, and who's responsible for what?
Peter, do you want to start, or should I start?
I'll jump in real quick. It's interesting. So the inception of projects come from both ends. So, you know, at the moment, DSA is supporting and has supported the George Dunay School, school number 154 in Yerevan, just outside of Yerevan. It's supporting individual family and some of the work that you know, the family's engaged in. And it's bought into actually the Artsakh project that we're implementing, trying to rehouse families from Artsakh. DSA's supporting appliances for each of these homes that we're completing. So it starts on both ends. So if DSA has an idea, we pursue it, check it out, and then we figure out how to support it. If we have an idea, we can feel free to present. And, you know, DSA and their board consider it, and then we, you know, launch forward.
Yeah, I think I would just add, it's really important. It's been really important for Peter and I meet up privately as well to discuss, you know, everything Armenia and everything going on in the diaspora, and where would our efforts and resources be best used? So we when Peter presented this latest project to rehouse the displaced families from Artsakh, we were very quick to try and collaborate on it. And we actually, I think, I don't know what the status is on the first house as of a couple of weeks ago. I think a house had been purchased for the first family. Is that right, Pete?
House is purchased, and I expect the furniture installed, I think, tomorrow. And the appliances have been purchased and are being delivered, and I think the family will be moving in 2 days.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, it's been super important as well for us to use Paros and Peter especially as a kind of filter, so that our work, so that we can be confident that, you know, no efforts are not being duplicated in a certain area needlessly, so that everyone has something unique, productive, and not oversaturated, because there can be a lot of people wanting to do the same thing, wanting to help the same cause or the same project at any one time. So it's important to kind of spread everything out. And Peter and Paros have been invaluable in helping us do that.
Yeah, that's incredible. Incredible.
So if you had to put a target on your future goals, you know, what do you think in particular ESA's direction is and targets will be for the future?
I was thinking about this earlier this morning, and I have kind of settled on a few items. So I think First and foremost, it's really important to rehouse as many Artsakhis in Armenia as possible. So this project serves that goal, you know, excellently. We would like to also help Paros with the second Tebi Arat Center in Gyumri as much as possible, which is something that we have not gone deeply into yet with the rehousing project. But that's something I think on the horizon, right, Pete?
Right, absolutely. It's all in the paperwork process now, permits and all that. But yeah, we'll be launching construction as soon as the weather permits, I think.
Excellent, excellent. We also want to maintain the steady flow of donations within our from our donor base to continue supporting the schools that we've been supporting. So. Namely, School 154 in Shengavit in Yerevan, and continue to subsidize the dental clinic at Nork Military Academy, which is a project that's been ongoing since I want to say 1996, if memory serves me, which has been a really wonderful. Wonderful addition to the military academy there, and the staff inside the clinic are extremely capable and really great. So that work has to continue, and yet remaining generally open to new projects as well, and you know not necessarily through Paros Foundation. It can be, you know, other folks approaching us, you know, presenting something that they feel is worthy, and then we discuss it and we see if there's any collaborative synergy that we can find. But so far, we've had the most success doing this with Paros. It's not to say that we're only working with Paros, but, you know, open to any and all.
That's amazing.
I think that's a really important point, Ross. You know, it's and we're sort of the same minds. You know, we're happy to be your partner. I hope it brings value to your work. And at the same time, having this partnership brings us value. We're able to, you know, branch out into areas and projects that we wouldn't necessarily get involved in. So I think welcoming other input and considering doing projects with others is important as well. That's great.
Yeah, I think there's kind of there can be a pitfall sometimes where charitable organizations can kind of pit themselves against each other. And, you know, it ends up being a competition of who's done the most, who's doing the most, who can raise the most money, et cetera, et cetera. It's very, very toxic. It can become a very toxic ecosystem of these diaspora organizations. So, yeah, we're the opposite of whatever that is. And we want to move in that direction and just foster collaborative energy. Because this just ends up being a force multiplier. If you can get another organization to do a project with you, or another two or three organizations to do a project with you and find a through line, then I think it just serves the project that much more. It serves Armenia that much more, as opposed to everyone being siloed off. Yeah, that's just my two cents.
I think you're dead on.
Definitely. Well, we ask all of our guests a signature question. And you mentioned, you know, you're always looking for more projects and more involvement. So our signature question is, what can people do to get involved?
Okay. So we have been kind of in the dark ages for a little while because my grandparents were a little older. The media savvy aspect of the organization was not really where it needed to be, but we have just launched our Instagram page, which is just DSA organization, and you can follow us there for news and also information about past projects that we've done, but also more importantly upcoming news. And we have our email. So feel free to reach out. Anyone listening, just, you know, even if they want to chat, inquire about things, happy to do that.
Yeah, we'll add it to the show notes underneath in the podcast. So if anyone wants to email or check out their Instagram, we'll include it below.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Well, thank you, Rafi. It was great to learn more about DSA and the incredible work they've done over the last 30 years and continue to keep doing with your leadership and your family's leadership. So thank you for sharing more about that. And we wish you all of the luck moving forward this year and in the future.
I appreciate you guys having me on. And we remain extremely excited about the current projects and the future projects. Can't thank you guys enough for all
thank
the work.
Thank you so much, Rafi.
Thank you, too.
And thank you to all of our listeners. We hope you have a great day.